Congressman Tom Davis, appointed by the Republican House leadership to head one congressional inquiry in the House of Representatives, says there is no time to waste in moving ahead.
But it's important historically, it's important legislatively. I think the public wants to know, get a factual basis. Hopefully that everybody can agree, and this shouldn't be partisan at all. I don't think it's going to be pretty for anybody involved in a situation like this, but to lay out what happened, what decisions were made, so that we have that full understanding.
Opposition Democrats insist only an independent commission can produce the kind of thorough account Americans expect of what went wrong with the response to Katrina. Congressman Henry Waxman is the ranking Democrat on the House Government Reform Committee.
What the American people want is to have confidence in investigations that they're really unbiased.
House Democratic leaders have so far indicated they will decline to participate in the panel. Congressman Davis sent letters Wednesday to three Democrats from the hurricane-hit Gulf states of Mississippi and Louisiana, inviting them to participate. On Wednesday, House Speaker Dennis Hastert said Republicans are committed to ensuring there will be strict accountability for billions of dollars being committed and spent for hurricane relief.
To make sure that these dollars are spent for what is intended, for what the American people, what this Congress intended to do. It's our responsibility to take a look at this money, to make sure it's spent wisely, and that's what we will do.
With the question of a possible joint House-Senate inquiry still unanswered, Republican Senator Susan Collins told reporters she will go ahead with an inquiry in her Homeland Security Committee. While not ruling out an eventual independent commission, she says Congress must show it is taking action.
My initial reaction is that it's premature, but it's not something that I've ruled in or out. Regardless if we have an independent outside commission, it's important that the congressional investigation go forward. Only we have the authority to change laws and institute the reforms that are undoubtedly going to be necessary. We'd be remiss if we did not have an aggressive, vigorous congressional review.
Appearing with House Republicans on Wednesday, Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour said the people of his state are focusing not on politics, but on the future.
Our people are upbeat, optimistic. They're not into moping or whining or into victimhood. They're self-reliant, they're resilient, and they're already rebuilding.
The first hearing of the House Select Committee on Hurricane Katrina takes place Thursday, focusing on weather forecasting before the storm hit the Gulf Coast. A second hearing next week will hear from Michael Brown, the former head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, whose leadership was sharply questioned before he resigned. Meanwhile, the House and Senate continue to approve legislation aimed at addressing economic and other impacts of Hurricane Katrina, the latest a bill in the House providing tax breaks for victims and businesses. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.